The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
I'm Amy Grisak, a garden writer in Great Falls, Montana, and today I want to walk you through the process of picking out the right vegetable variety for your garden. Now, the first thing you're going to need to consider is whether that particular variety that you're eyeing, possibly in a seed catalog or at the local nursery, is going to mature for you. Now, the way you decide, you figure this out, is to take your last frost date and your first frost date and count the days in between. And for the most part, throughout the country, a good section of the country, I would say the bulk, you have over 120 days there. Even if you kind of scooch in those days to give yourself a little wiggle room in case you have a late frost or an early frost. A good hunk of the country, like I said, is over 120 days. Gives you a lot of latitude on what varieties you're going to be able to pick. Now, for those of us who live in the perpetual winter, it's a different story, because even though our last frost date is the middle of May and our first frost date a lot of times is until the end of September, it's too cold. So we really have to squeeze those days in. For example, when I'm looking at corn, even though technically on the calendar we would have over 100 days of frost-free weather most years, I don't plant anything that's longer than 75 days. We just don't have enough heat. A lot of times it's too cold to plant it until well into June, so we just don't have those right conditions for that longer season corn. So that's something to consider too, or what are your conditions like even after the risk of frost is passed, or even before? Is it still holding that warmth to be able to get those things going? On the flip side, we have our friends in the southern states, in Texas and Florida, and these different places that they're contending with heat. As much as the cold will kill our stuff, the heat just shuts down the garden like nothing. So they need to look for those varieties that are bred, and there's more and more coming on the market all the time, that are bred to be able to withstand those hot conditions. So if they get the garden in early, everything's going fine, that heat hits, things are going to survive long enough to mature and to produce a crop. So that's the first thing you need to consider. How many days do I have? What am I looking at? And like I said, the good news is in most parts of the country, you're 120 days or more, so you're looking good for really a lot of it. The next thing you want to decide is how are you going to use this? What do you want these plants for? Do you can a lot? Do you just want to eat fresh? So, for example, if you're somebody who likes to put up food, so you're into doing the mega batches of salsa or tomato sauce or canned peppers, you want everything to come on at once. So you're destroying the kitchen just in one day versus over multiple days. So like for the tomatoes, look for varieties that are called determinants. These are more bush habit, so they're not going to keep growing. So they're going to grow, form, you know, they're a tidier tomato, form their plant, set the fruit, boom, done. You got it. You got everything in the jars. On the opposite end, if you're somebody who, you know, really not that interested in canning, you want the fresh stuff all summer, look for an indeterminate, which is, it's more of a vining tomato. It's going to keep growing until the frost shuts it down. And you're going to get tomatoes harvesting, being able to harvest them throughout the summer. And that's the same with the beans and the squash and everything else. Do you want everything, you know, massive amounts at one time, or you want gradual ones? And the good thing is there is you can always plant in succession. Of course, you know, say, for example, plant a row of beans and 2 weeks later plant another. And so you have them coming on. Or look for varieties that mature at different times. So you might have an early lettuce and then you'll have one mid-season and just go from there. And same with cabbage. Almost every plant has different levels of mature time to mature in there. So you can really stagger your vegetable production throughout the summer. And the cool thing is you're trying different varieties. So you have those different flavors throughout the summer too, which is a lot of fun. So once you decide how you're going to use them, you know, another consideration too is actually, are you growing in containers? If so, look for those varieties that are specifically bred for containers. There's really some really, really good ones out there They do well. They taste great. They're just ideal, and you'll love them. Or do you have lots of room? So can you put in those squash plants that are going to go 20, 30 feet and no problem? So you just got to take a look at what your growing situation is, how do you want to use them, and narrow down the field a little bit from there. Next thing you want to consider is disease resistant. In a lot of parts of the country, disease is a huge issue. So take a look in some of the catalogs, and it's not all of them. It's those that are kind of geared towards commercial production, even though they do sell to the home gardener too. They're great sources of information. They'll have like a PM for powdery mildew resistant and Septoria leaf spot on tomatoes, that type of thing. So look for that. So if you have that problem, if you've had issues with powdery mildew that are killing your plants in August or so, look for that, and that'll help make you have a more successful season, because there's nothing more frustrating than nurturing something all summer long only to have it die on you for almost, it seems like, no reason. So look for the disease resistant. That's why we have hybrids, because we get these great qualities in great healthy plants. Now, another thing obviously you do not want to ignore is flavor. That's the thing, you know, you can have everything that's growing well for you. It's going to mature in time. You're going to get the number of vegetables that you want off of it. But if it doesn't taste good, it's not worth it. So look for the descriptions in the catalog. Sometimes they're very blunt on what tastes great. And even better yet, talk to your friends. Talk to the master gardeners in the area. And also, if you have a good mom and pop type greenhouse situation, talk to them. A lot of the growers will grow things a year or two ahead of time just to make sure it tastes good, because they want to be able to share that with their clients, with their customers. So talk to people first, because if it doesn't taste good, you might as well not even put it in the ground. And finally, when you're looking through the catalogs, something catches your eye, you know, the purple cauliflower, the graffiti, something like that, give it a try. Don't worry if you spend, say, $2-3 on a pack of seeds and it doesn't work. Don't sweat about it. So do your homework, figure out kind of what you want, what you need, but boy, don't be afraid to have fun, because that's the best part of having the garden.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.